Good morning. This is Interlaken Public Radio. Today, in studio, 84-year-old Charlevoix jazz poet John Alberts.
I enter the mind of Frank Sinatra, who admitted in melody that it never entered his mind that he'd awaken some morning and order orange juice for one, even have to scratch his back himself. Easing inside, I offer to scratch his back, but you know Frank, he turned me down. I'm no Ava Gardner, not even female. Still, his back does itch. In fact, let's face it, it's driving him nuts. But in the closeness of his coffin, he can't even unfold his arms, let alone get one behind his back. Can't even wiggle his back, for Christ's sake. But then, it never entered his mind.
John Alberts has a book of poetry coming out in September. It's called Playing Until Dark, a capstone collection for a man as he approaches the end of life. Alberts is terminally ill.
The time is limited, probably months. My personal goal is to get to my next birthday, 85, on March 16th of 2014. I don't want to die in a year of 13 in it.
For Alberts, 13 means bad luck. But he enjoys each moment remaining with his wife, Rachel.
About 98% of the time, I feel just glad to be in whatever moment I'm in. Driving over here, I was delighting in all the blossoms on the trees, the color of the waves because of the reflection of the blue sky, and all these things. Isn't this wonderful? Right, Rachel? Yeah.
In the 50s and 60s, American beat writers such as Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg often borrowed from jazz for the rhythm of their writing, and Alberts' work fits that tradition.
The dark train snorter. Jazz train coming, running, humming, ripping, rocking, rumbling, rolling, hot black monster, cramming wheels between hot steel hot rails. Smell the burning iron, jazz getting high on the high iron, jazz train burning iron, snaking it over the tight ribbon, aimed at the city lights, dimmed, dying, where eyelids flutter, shudder, not in sleep, no, not in sleep. Coal-fed smoke sighted down the track. Rail scent rumble shakes the spike-stuck ties. Comes now the dark iron snorter. Blowing steam, shooting smoke. Jazz train closing, white light sword-stabbing jazz-hungry night-siders. Let the jazz train passing take you, shake you, break you, take you, rocking, blasting, whistle, screaming, solid solo, sending you hello, goodbye, stay high.
John Alberts caught the poetry bug back in high school from an English teacher in Saginaw, but it wasn't until he was a student at Michigan State University that the world of poetry opened up fully.
One of the professors who was teaching a poetry class read aloud a poem, and I'd never heard of anybody reading a poem aloud like that, and it was as if a dark room and suddenly all the lights had turned on in the room. And I said, wow, what the voice can do. They're bringing this up off the page. It's like music.
After that, Alberts immediately changed his major from English to theater. For him, the performance of a poem is as essential as the text itself.
Obligato dogs? Obligato, obliged. an indispensable answer to the melody, having its own character and importance, especially an attendant sound such as arrived with a flourish, accompanied by a barking of dogs and a honking of geese. Oblige yourselves, you obligato-wing jazz dogs. Nibble, nibble, nibble at the hand of Lady Melody, what feeds you? Got she rings on her fingers, got she bells on her toes, we'll lead her, lick her, ring her, ring-a-ding-a-fingers, clappy her, be belly, belly, toes, oh yeah, you good time growlers, step it out, and spin! Unravel her old gown and reweave it. Let us scheme the dream beneath it. Lead her to the woods unruly, where the monkish birds, their keening ivory bills, sow Evan's nascent, dig her soft brown marrow, polish her easy-going bones. Inside her rib joints start a rattle, like a snare stick stuck staccato. Take five or more to every four. Drag the beat, extend, extend. So trombone smooth that damn the heretofore of seated score. If we don't hear her liberated strain, the lace and grace of jazz beat space, your jazz dog mellow obligato echo dug, than ever we did dig from melody before.
John Elberts doesn't sit down and force the poetry to come to him. He says he waits for inspiration.
The poetry ideas have to come looking for me. I'm not going to sit at my desk and or look at a blank screen and say, oh, I must write, I must get something done every day, and this is one of the days. William Stafford wrote a new poem and got it published every morning of his life. He lay down on the couch with a snack or his breakfast, and when he got up, he had another poem. I can't even conceive how people can do that.
This is In Studio with me, Brad Aspie. John Elbert's book, Playing Until Dark, is due out in September. The tracks we heard this morning were recorded in IPR Studio A for a CD that will accompany the book. Laurie Sears is on sax and flute, Chris Lawrence on trumpet, and Jack Dryden on bass. We had help from Jeff Haas and Jack Connors. Be listening next week at 8:50 a.m. for the next in-studio performance.
Ribbing. In days primordial, in fact, precoital, Adam and Eve undertook to conceive ye and me. The good book you'll heed said a rib was decreed. To fashion another, said Adam, I'd rather. Since I gave up my spare, Evie dear, I declare, it's your turn to pluck, or we're just out of luck. So ribs were the rub, until one night in the tub, while scubbing each other randomly, they both started acting randomly. Now bed springs never rest, earth's resources grow less, while our blissful conjugality leads to overpopulationality.